Hi, welcome to What I'm Looking At. This week's podcast is generously supported by my patrons through patreon.com/whatimlookingat. Thank you to Sadie Powers, bass instrumentalist extraordinaire, Toy Joy Austin, Where Dreams Are Come True. That's not the actual slogan, but that's the one I want it to be. Did I say Where Dreams Are Come True? I think I might have said that. I'm not backing down from that. And also, I would like to thank Salima Linda, Spiritual Services. I have to tell you that sometimes I hang up laundry, and I like to either listen to a podcast or listen to a TV show. I don't often listen to music, actually, but I have always been a TV lover, and I especially love competitive cooking type shows. So one of my favorites is MasterChef, and today I was hanging up laundry and I had MasterChef on, because sometimes hanging up laundry can be a task that takes more than 5 minutes. The only trouble is then when you're done hanging up the laundry and the show is still playing, it's difficult to not keep watching the show until the end, which is what happened today. So I am giving you all this backstory because what I'm looking at today is the paused screen of my MasterChef session, and I thought I would tell you about that. So I watched the episode through Fox.com. I'm not sure what's making so much noise out there in the living room, but I hope it is a cat and not something more sinister. Anyway, in the browser, the URL that I'm looking at and how I'm watching this show is www.fox.com/watch/10303169998996-7684-7048. Just in case you want to go watching the exact same episode via entering a long URL code. So that's where I will start, up at the URL bar. Then there is the landing page for the show. In the left-hand corner, it says in orangish, yellow, golden text, block letters, Fox, F-O-X. And then next to that, it says shows, and these are like drop down menus. And then one says Fox Now, full episodes. And I think that might be the tab which I'm on. And then we have next to that menu one called Schedule, and then one called Shop, where you can get all your cool Fox t-shirts and coffee cups. And then there's one called Live TV. And then there's a search bar with a little magnifying glass and a blank for whatever you want to enter your text. And then a little key. And then it says preview pass. And I have no idea what that means. Now on to the exciting part. The image I have frozen in time, and the image is the ending credits, and usually it must be footage from the next episode, because that's how they get you to keep watching, is they show you heavily edited and slightly deceptive preview clips of the next episode, so you're like, oh my god, I really have to watch that one next, right now. So I think that's what I've frozen on. It does look very dramatic. And I'll tell you what it is. So, we're in the MasterChef kitchen. Just very quickly, for those of you who don't know what MasterChef is, it is a competitive cooking show. And the one I'm watching right now, or just watched, is the American version, but there's also an Australian version, and a British version. I'm not sure that there's an Australian version, but I'm pretty sure. And on the American version, Gordon Ramsay is there, and this woman named Christina, and then the other man, I forget his name, because he wasn't on last season. It was someone else last season, or the season that I watched last. So it's a show where people compete, they have challenges, and they compete for the title of Master Chef. And they get like a book deal and a lot of money and stuff like that. So this frozen image depicts a man. The main focus is a man that looks extremely, extremely distraught. He's either about to cry, currently actively crying, or very scared. It looks like something really bad is about to happen. But his hand is holding a saucepan, and he's looking into another pot. I'm sorry, a saute pan. His hand is on a saute pan, and he's looking into a saucepan. I always get those mixed up. And he's wearing the MasterChef apron. It's white with the red MasterChef logo. And on his apron, it says his name, Jeff. J-E-F-F. And I actually don't like, I don't know him personally, but the character that is being shown on MasterChef, I'm not the biggest fan of. He's wearing a dark blue or purple, it's unclear. I think it's a dark royal blue type color, with like kind of an ombre thing going on with it. And he's also wearing a baseball cap on backwards, and it's purple and yellow. It must be a sports team. That's what my guess would be. I'm trying to think in my memory of what sports teams are purple and yellow. I think it's a basketball team. But I'm not sure. He's wearing glasses. They're just sort of plain black plastic frame glasses. He's got his hand behind his back, like as if he can't use it almost. I'm not sure why he would have his hand behind his back. Maybe this is looking so dramatic because the challenge is that you can only cook with one hand. But MasterChef doesn't usually do things like that. That's more of a what's that other show? That's more of a cutthroat kitchen device. If you've never seen Cutthroat Kitchen, you might want to watch that one too. That one's really funny. But sometimes people are so mean on there. So, I don't know. I want to describe to you the food that's at their station. On Jeff's station. I'm not going to be able to identify it correctly. Just pausing for that car. But I will try to identify. So, there's a bowl. It's clear. It has something red and green in there. And the red and green looks very similar to the types of red and greens that a watermelon is. So maybe it's a watermelon in there cut up. Maybe he's going to make a watermelon salad. Sounds delicious. Unless he's going to put goat cheese in it. Sometimes people put cheese with watermelon and I do not understand that logic. And behind the bowl, I am almost certain it's a bundle of celery. It's the right shape, it's the right color, and it's off to the side where celery belongs. And then on the cutting board looks to be, it's a lot of greenery. I think if I were to guess, it'd be some jalapenos, maybe a poblano pepper. There's something sort of off-white and brown. I'm gonna go ahead and say that's ginger. And then might be a type of protein like fish, because there's just sort of a pale colored blob. Although I'm not sure you're supposed to put protein like meat protein right onto a cutting board, a wooden one like that. Especially next to vegetables that are on the same board. But who knows, maybe they just burn the cutting boards after each show because Fox has so much money. No, I don't think they do that. That would be crazy. But maybe. And then there's another bowl that has a brown, something brown. And I'm sorry, but I don't think I could even begin to guess what that substance is. I think it's a mixture of some kind. I don't know. And that's it. On the board, we have some assorted oils and a pepper shaker. And there's a sink. And I do know that this is a team challenge because there's someone at the end of the station, like, urging them to do something, which means it's like a trade-off challenge where they do this thing where the one chef starts to cook something and then it's like a tag team. The other one goes in and takes over, so I'm sure that's what's happening here. And the girl that's waiting for her turn, that's urging him on, has a light purple shirt on and long red hair and also a white apron on. And the last thing I'll tell you about is the credits that are over this image. It says in white lettering, the moment I paused it, these credits were there. Countertop Appliances, sponsored by Breville. Breville. And Chef Attire and Aprons, sponsored by Chef Revival. So there you have it. Oh, and in the lower right corner, it says Fox. Of course, there are many more details to this image, but you get the gist. It's a man who's in MasterChef trying to win. He's extremely distraught and worried and scared. And then there's a woman, I hope encouraging him in some way, saying, Jeff, it's going to be okay. Just keep your head on straight and focus. You can do this. That's what I hope she's saying. And that's it. Thank you for listening to this week's What I'm Looking At episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope that you're having a fantastic week. And I want to again thank all of the supporters I have, all four of you, on patreon.com. If you'd like to go support me in any way with money, head on over to patreon.com/whatimlookingat, but please, no pressure. I'm still going to keep putting out podcasts every week. And email me at whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com and follow me on Instagram, whatimlookingat, with underscores between every word. Oh, and if you feel like it, leave me a review on iTunes. I check every single day, to see if I have a new review. And do you know how excited I get when I get a new review? I don't think you can even imagine.